High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We spoke a short while ago, when was that, that we spoke with Eliza from Jewish Matchmaking. It was the day that it was released on Netflix. It was very, very exciting. And I have lots of messages from you guys that you have binged watched it, you've loved it. And one of the characters that you seem to have really enjoyed was Stuart Chaseman. He's a singer. He's also part of the Netflix Jewish Matchmaking show. Stuart, a very good morning to you. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
How are you? Still nighttime over here in Chicago.
Oh, okay, but we won't hold that against you. We're ahead of you, and I can tell you tomorrow's going to pan out beautifully because we're already into it. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. What does it feel like to be compared to Pete Davidson, of all people?
He dates beautiful women, so he must be doing something right. Kim Kardashian and several others. I mean, I take it as a compliment. I have to be honest. I know who he is. I'm not super familiar with his comedy. But people who make the comparison seem to be making it in a positive sense.
Right. So it's not because of tattoos or anything like that.
I don't have any tattoos, so it can't be because of that.
Okay, so it must be. Well, so to tell us how you got involved in this. What an amazing, amazing journey. Have you loved it?
I got involved with it. It was almost a year-long process until I knew I was finally accepted. I responded to a Facebook ad, I think it was, and I interviewed with a casting director. This was all during COVID. It was via Zoom. And you know when you go on a job interview and you just know you aced the job interview and you know they like you?
Yes.
It was that type of interview, but she wasn't in a position to make the call, and I knew there was going to be a lot of steps along the
way. Right.
But I never could have imagined quite how many there was. Just several interviews with producers, executives. Then after I got through all that, I had to have a personality test.
Really?
I had to meet with a psychiatrist that, believe it or not, specializes in only screening reality show contestants.
No. See, that's the United States for you. You know, here you'd have nothing to do. In South Africa. I mean, look, I guess we live
I don't know if other people objected to it. They presented it to me like, there's this other step. I don't know if you're going to have a problem with it. We want you to meet with our psychiatrist. I'm just like, mine hasn't done anything in the past 25 years. Maybe yours will knock something back in place. So I'm like, sure, I'll do it. And he's a nice guy. And I just was shocked there was such a niche. He's like one of two people in the country that do this.
Yeah, talk about a super speciality. So then you get accepted onto this, and the experience itself, was it, tell us about it. How interesting was it? Was it obviously, because when we watch it, it's a condensed version of what they want us to see. What was the real experience like?
I mean, what you see is real. I think everyone knows by now when you say reality TV, the reality kind of has to be in quotes. I mean, I don't know that you could really call these dates. You have cameras all around you. You have hot lights on you. You have people interrupting you. But I think that's unavoidable. I mean, one thing is it's not a game show like some of the other single show. They try to make it as real as possible.
And how real are you during this time? I mean, are you vulnerable? Are you real? Are you, obviously to some extent you working knowing that there's a camera and knowing that many people are going to be watching it, but how real are you during this process?
I'm an absolute complete fraud. You can't believe one thing I say on that show. It's just...
which is good to know. And of course a basis for a good relationship as well.
No, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, that's pretty much me as far as I could tell. I mean, I saw some comments on Reddit and almost all the comments have been positive, but I saw a couple comments saying, no, that person can't be real. That must be a character he's doing. And I didn't know how to take that because I wasn't doing a character. That's pretty much me for better or worse. I had no reason not to be completely straightforward. I have nothing to hide. This is who I am. That's the only way I know how to approach everything, whether it's my music or this endeavor.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk about your music in a moment. But how's it worked out for you? Did you meet your soulmate?
I am actually still on the prowl. I was in New York. I just got back from New York tonight. I saw Pamela there. I know everyone always asks about me and Pamela.
That was going to be my question. Right.
We are friends. This was actually the first time I saw her since the show taped. We've been in touch via social media and talk periodically, so it's good to touch base with her. I also saw the other girl, Hope, that I went on the one date with. Interestingly enough, they actually reversed the date on the show. I went out with Pamela first.
Oh, that's interesting. And of course, because everyone's asking about Pamela, just one word of advice, not that I'm an expert on this, but maybe not using the word prowl, still on the prowl. that might be helpful. That might be helpful in trying to find a soulmate, if you know what I mean.
It's kind of a facetious way of saying it. I know. Funny, but sometimes
I'm not taking you particularly seriously. You've already made that disclaimer that we can't really believe a lot. So that's all okay. But Stuart, we don't have a lot of time. I want to talk about your music. You've got a fantastic music career. We've got two of your songs. I'm going to play one of them. Way Back Home, and we've got Sins. But tell us about your musical career.
That's a pretty broad question. You are talking to someone who's actually made hundreds of dollars in the music industry.
Hundreds now. Wow.
I've been doing it for quite a while. I've gotten kind of a boost because of this. That wasn't my objective going into it. I have a new album coming out that the timing kind of worked out. It's called Secrets, Lies, and Alibis.
Right.
It's getting lots and lots and lots of great reviews. It just came out on the 19th. It's available on all the digital outlets, Spotify or any of the other ones. You can go to my website and hear some of the songs. I'm super, super proud of it. Spent a long time on it. Talking about me as a songwriter, I think as far as me on the TV show and me and my writing, you know, I come into all these things. I try to be very vulnerable. I try to be very honest. I think there's really a piece of me on this record. I think that might differentiate me from some other writers.
Amazing.
And I just hope people enjoy it.
Well, we're going to play, play Way Back Home, and looking forward to hearing it. Stuart, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for staying up very late. Yes.
I'm hoping you're going to tell me I'm like that guy Rodriguez in South America.
Listen,
we're going to have to
let our listeners decide. 34519 or 0618951019. Is he a sugar man, Rodriguez? Well, let's see. Stuart Chaseman, good luck, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. He's a singer, and he was part of the Netflix Jewish matchmaking show.